Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby boy, in the place to be. I'm writing shit that I feel. Raps of black steel in the hour of commotion. The motion of calm, it's like that of an ocean devotion. Cause I'm the earth, wind, and fire. A hip hop by Rakim, in short, I've been inspired. My shit knocks and fire. Mets are cats with 17. 10. Time is money. The mind is funny. How it's spent on getting it. I'm sitting with descendants of Abraham who say the jam is money, cash hoes. I went from bashful to asshole to international. Love of self. Word to mother on my last record cover is felt. Now deal with it. Never-ended battle to please niggas, magazine writers, and MCs who request hot shit. I freeze and tell them where I was rose. He always said cold. Hold your horses and your carriages. Never went gold, nigga. Rock shows careless. You not gonna respect self, at least respect the heritage. Affected lives is where the wealth and the merit is. I realize what I portray day to day. I gotta carry this. And beats, rhymes, and life is where the marriage is. Had dreams of fucking R&B broads that came true. Journalists I wrecked, shared the same view. Picked up a fallen angel on the path that I MC. Familiar voice come to find out the angel was me. Some say you changed it, Rashid. Times are. We still close, I rhyme far away, away, from what you accustomed to hearing every day. You know the dope chopping, gun popping, homies dying, I'm amongst it. Say the war stories from Private Ryan, I
wanna skate into it.
Women cry, children laugh, men dance. I refuse to lose self and trying to win fans over. Weight on my shoulder fluctuates like Oprah's. My refrigerator poetry's magnetic like Ultra. You couldn't hang if you was a poster. Posing like a bitch for exposure. It's rumors of gay MCs, just don't come around me with it. You still rocking hickeys, don't let me find out he did it. Got my eyes on the tiger, eyes on the prize, eyes on the thighs of Mary J. Blige. Imagine how good the cat must be. Stop eating meat, lost weight, but I still rap husky. My first step is like that of a baby's first step, or the old lady who died in the third sweat. I flow like cursive writing, inviting you and yours to my openness. Shows allow me to cop range like a vocalist, but man does not live on bread alone. What good is the range when it's time to head home? Yeah.
The Conscious Cove is in the building. Man, I did not know today was Sunday, so I apologize for being late. Won't happen again. I thought today was Saturday all morning till I was reminded by my co-host, Tiana. She's like, well, what's up with the show? I'm like, oh, snap. Like, let me get on it. So here we are, back up at it. It's the Chat and Chill. This is the Conscious Cove. I'm the Hood Mystic, and I'm here with Tiana. What's going on?
Yeah, I think the energy is just crazy because I was totally like, wait a minute, what the heck is this? I mean, it feels like it's three Saturdays or something from Friday until today. That just goes to show you how we do so much. That's the thing. We do so much that, you know, I had to look at the calendar like, wait a minute. Thank you, Google Calendar, for reminding me because I didn't. But it's all about the energy, man, and everything is in divine order and in divine time, so there's no apologies needed in that state. So we just moving and vibing like we normally do. But, yeah, I thought that it was interesting when I pulled the cards of the day, and we got to do this stuff together again, and it's just interesting how they feel, and I want to really just go ahead and get into it because...
Let's talk about it.
The energy that, you know, we're experiencing, all of us anyway. So let's just talk about what
And before you go forward, before
go
you
ahead.
Go forward to all the listeners that's live and the people who listen on the downloads and things of that nature, make sure you don't listen passively. Make sure you got some way to take down some notes because the information that's about to be expressed here is extremely vital and it's a matter of spiritual nature. So don't, like, try to just passively listen and expect this stuff to be retained and held in your head. Be active with it. Take some notes. And then engage and have the conversation. So, Tiana, the floor is all yours.
Okay. So, basically, you know, that's everything that I have to say about that because the energy in these cards are just wow. So, when we talk about what we have here, we have the Nine of Fire, and we have the Two of Water. If you look at these cards energetically, you know that water pretty much, it puts out fire, or does it, you know, because sometimes that couldn't be further from the truth. So the way that these fell, the Nine of Fire fell first, and I picked the card up, and the Two of Water was stuck to it. I had to peel it from it. So what that means is to me is that these cards are meant. The energy comes together. It's not something that is separate for today. So when you have a Nine of Fire, if you look at the card, and for anybody that's on the Conscious Cove, our actual site, you know, I took a picture of this. So you could actually take a look at it so that you know what I'm talking about. But on the Nine of Fire, it's actually a warrioress. And when I looked at this, it was funny because Nova and I started the morning talking about in text, oh, yeah, this is exactly who this is on this card. This is Oya, oh, yeah, and behind her, there's a dragon and... She's holding a staff, and there are, like, several other staffs, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 staffs throughout the picture. You just really got to look at it to tell. And if you notice, the dragon itself is holding it as well. So what this tells me is you have to be resilient today. Resilience is going to be the course of the day. Whatever happens, good, bad, or indifferent, do not get lazy. Do not get complacent. Do not give up. It says that you have some things that you have to protect. It says you have some things that you have to keep your courage and keep remain encouraged. And you've got to believe in yourself. Today is going to challenge everything that you think about yourself in one way, shape, form, or fashion. And the Nine of Fire is showing up to tell you that you have to stick with the course. And I'm not just talking to other people. You know, me and the Hood Mystic, we're having a real deep, deep series over the next 5 days. We've been going through some things, and we're going to be bringing that to you soon. I'm convincing him to do this for y'all, man, because it's really, really deep. But the fact that we've been talking about this today is like carrying that energy from last night into this morning, which is amazing. So it's more of confirmation for me, and I'm talking to myself just as I'm talking to everyone else. So just to looking at the card, you see her looking directly in your direction. So she's looking directly at you. And the thing is, she's not even paying attention to the dragon behind her. The dragon looks more afraid of her than she is of it. So it's more like you have to be, once you are aware of your surroundings, aware of who you are and what you're here to do, this stuff becomes easy, but it doesn't erase the trials and tribulations of life. No one is immune to the trials and tribulations of life, and it's important that you understand that your strength lies within you. You're never going to get it from something outside of you. So that's the nine of fire, and I'll expound on that a little bit more because I feel it's needed. And I'll actually, okay. I think I'm going to actually pull out the book because that will help too. So with the nine of fire, the book actually says you've put a lot of work and energy into this situation. This card comes as a sign for you to actively protect what you've created and earned. Have courage and believe in your ability and right to defend the fruits of your labors. Strengthen your resolve and do not give up. You possess the wisdom and stamina to bring this situation to an agreeable conclusion. However, it's important to open your mind to the assistance and point of views of others. So that's basically everything I just said. And you've got to remove these feelings. I feel that there's some feelings of paranoia out there, a lot of feelings of paranoia. People are tired. I mean, this energy comes to revitalize you, to strengthen your ability to your stamina, your ability to withstand and endure things that are not so pleasant. Because it's also telling you to be prepared. You know, we heard Mystic and I were speaking last night about if you stay ready, you never have to get ready. That's more than a notion. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to think more than actually just getting up, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, washing your face. Those are physical things. You have to spiritually prepare for these days. Because when you awaken in the morning, you're leaving the astral realm. You're coming back into the physical realm, and just that, you have to properly, you know, cross over from one place to the other. Or you'll feel like if you ever go through your day and you have that feeling like you're not all the way there, it's because you didn't fully cross back over. You know, part of you is still over there. So once you get into the habit of being in tune, you know, with yourself, you know, Cat Williams, I mean, although he's a comedian, he drops a lot of truth bombs. And one of the things he says is you have to be in tune with your star player. And your star player is yourself. You know, everyone else, you have to think that this is your arena. Your arena, your life is your stage. You are the main character. You are the main, you know, person. Everyone outside of you are like supporting actors or supporting characters or even physical manifestations of you experiencing yourself through another person. And being at the fact that we are all spiritual beings living a very real human experience, it's crucial that you tap into these energies to show up for the day, because if you do not, you'll be putting a lot of energy that's, you know, it's like you'll be putting, you're not using the energy that's been given to you to suffice throughout the day. So just tap into it. It's totally worth it. So that's the nine of fire. Moving into the second card that was stuck to it, which I feel is balanced, is the two of water. And with the two of water, for those that are on our website, they can see the card itself. You know, I'm all about the water, baby, you know, because that's definitely a Yemoja thing. However, if you look at the card in and of itself, there are two mermaids there. And one's actually riding a whale. And she's her sister is like a dualistic personality. But you don't actually see her live until you actually pay a lot of attention to it going off the side. But they both have a chalice, and they're twins, fishes, you know, it's a duality type of thing. And it says a relationship that continues to grow closer, forgiveness, and the positive resolution of a conflict. So what this means is for those of us that are starting new business ventures, this is the time to continuously put the work in. Today you have got to do something that propels you towards getting this done. You know, if you're writing a book, it's time for you to start jotting down those notes. Write at least one page for the draft.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but we're gonna have to come back to this feed because the show is over and people can't hear it on the live. Me and you can have a conversation, but the people can't hear. So what I'm gonna do is start another show and then just to keep the live going. So we'll just have to call back real quick.
Oh, you could definitely do that. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Okay. I can't even tell because I'm... The energy has been amazing.
The energy...
This is part of exactly what I just said. This is exactly what I just said about don't give up. Because it's going to test... Today it's going to test everything you thought you knew or think you knew. Or think you know about yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's not a space for us to be frustrated in. We just have to use it. You've got to use it, you know, to move through, basically, because it's not easy. When you're on purpose, when you're on purpose, when you are definitely on purpose.
So I'm going to end this episode and start an episode right up. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'll be right back. It is.